I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Range of motion, other little things, and psychologically, you know, I had that itch. I had that itch ever since I got hurt, but I had that itch to get back there on the field and just strength and everything. I felt confident that I could be myself out there.
Ooh. JD5, giving it to you straight from the sauce. He's a competitor. That's why I love him. But he's not a show pony. He is a legitimate Spartan. And he wants to compete. The good news is that so does Marcus. The good news is that everybody around him is highly competitive. I like our team. I don't like our recent results, but I like the team. I don't think anybody's cheating us. What they are is just not good enough based on the position that the coordinators are putting them in to make enough plays to win the ball game. The object is to win the ball game for some of us, not all. I understand BTP, and you and him are so comical because you guys are selling other properties. You got a lot of other things going on other than the final score. I ain't mad at you. That's your generation. Okay? And so you came home. Food was on the table. All you had to do was eat. I had to go hunt. Okay? Go kill the meal, then bring the meal back in so you could eat. It's a different mindset. You guys ain't going to never understand. See what I mean? So I understand that. You got TV dinner generation, y'all came up, it's all done. But the hunter, he realized it can only be one winner, me or the beast. If the beast wins, then I'm not coming home. So let's just get that straight. I heard y'all just so funny to me.
We're just trying to get ahead of things,
anybody interested
Doc?
In actually winning the game
we just
against
be
Minnesota?
Nah, I mean, to be honest, when it's all said and done, I think we're going to win this week. I do. I think we're going to get back in the one column. We're going to snap our 7-game losing streak. But at the same token, and I understand, the division is still on the line. Like, we can definitely win it. But we're going to need so much to happen. And the likelihood of all of that happening is just slim to none. So I think that's sort of kind of why we're just trying to, you know, get ahead of things. Because all it takes is, you know, Philly to go out there and string together some wins and, you know, secure the division, and then what? We miss out on the playoffs.
Does Philadelphia seem like
drop a few spots?
Sink? Do they look like they remind you of a team that's headed in the right direction?
No, hey, look, they don't. They don't.
Okay,
Jalen Carter's hurt.
Look, you guys make valid points. All I'm just trying to present a different level or option. And let the people choose.
Of course.
I'm interested in what the general public. I know what the canine community, I know their reaction. But it's the rest of y'all that I'm really interested as to where you stand. I'm hearing people go, should JD come back? Y'all act like he's on a spaceship, like he's going to Mars. He's a football player that's coming back to playing a football game. Now, you explain to me, because I'm obviously warped, and I don't get it. So help me understand.
I mean, my thing is, and you mentioned your K-9 guys. Some of those guys don't want Jaden to play. Some of them want
Jaden. Not a one. Not a one. Get one on the line and let me hear him say it. They might have said that to you. And what's his name?
Hey, look, we got some people on the line. We gonna get to them.
Okay.
But what I would ask you though, Doc, there are fans out there that do not, and maybe not K-9, but there are fans in generals. In general,
it's two different things. He ain't a fan.
There are some fans that say no Jaden, like it's pointless for him to be going out there rapping in bubble wrap. What would be your message to those fans that don't want to see Jaden Daniels back on the field the rest of the season?
I'd be very polite. I'd be very polite to them. And tell them that, thank God, the NBA just started. The NHL, the Caps are playing great hockey. I would suggest that they flip the channel and check some puck. Because puck's the closest to the NFL. Violent, speed, contact. And, the way the Washington Capitals are performing now, Ovi's red hot. I just love it. And I know that Chris Russell, cock-a-doodle-doo. Russ is out there somewhere right now smiling. Yeah, brother, I'm not going to let you down a minute. I would suggest hockey right now for them, and basketball would be great.
So you just tell them not to watch?
Look, man, why force yourself through something that you're not built for it? This is not for everybody. It's just not. Yeah, it's just not. Hey, look, you said you got a canine that's saying he don't think you should play. Who?
Hello. I mean, once I feel the calls, there'll be some people.
Oh, okay. Because I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
If you hear one of your K-9 members say Jaden Daniels should not be playing,
that's not going to happen. I guarantee you, you're not going to hear that.
Okay.
You're not going to hear that.
All right.
It's impossible. All right. Matter of fact, let's take a break. Get yourself some room because it's going to be crazy up in this joint today. A former Bruin, Charles Arbuckle, is going to join us. We're going to talk some college today. I mean, it is really, we're right on the doorstep of some elimination games that are going to be funkier than you can ever imagine right here on Burgundy and Gold today. No BTP, no underscore adult entertainment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.